The artist known by his first name, Christo, has wrapped bridges and covered rivers with fabric. His projects have drawn such attention that he's become one of the world's best-known living artists. Now, Christo and his wife and collaborator Jean-Claude are taking on New York City. Next winter, they plan to install miles of draped gateways in Central Park. The artwork is called The Gates. An exhibition about the project opened yesterday at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Critics say the park, designed by Frederick Law Olmsted in 1858, already is a work of art and doesn't need Christo to make it better. David Darcy reports.
The gates are 7,500 freestanding arches along the pathways of Central Park. On almost 30 miles of paved walks, saffron-colored fabric attached to the 15-foot-high gates will blow in the wind for 2 weeks next February. Christo and his wife Jean-Claude, who's had equal billing since 1994, talked about the effect they want the gates to have.
It's very ceremonial, very invitational. Invite you to walk to asphalt, to gravel walkways outside of the grass, and you can walk under this very colorful, very sensual, and very
joyous,
and very luminous material. In the same way, you're continuously related to the vision of inner space and outer space. No, you're inside the gates. It's totally different vision looking the gates from far away.
The Christos, as they're now called, wrapped the Reichstag in Berlin in 1995 and lined the hills of California and Japan with umbrellas a few years earlier. They've been eyeing a grand project in New York since they moved here from Paris in the 1960s. An earlier design called for up to 15,000 gates. New York City Parks Commissioner Gordon Davis rejected it in 1981. Davis's successor, Henry Stern, now runs an independent research group called New York Civic that reports on city affairs. A map of Central Park hangs on the wall of his one-room office in the Garment District.
His original plan was to dig into the stone and make footings for it and to have it for a long time. The original Christo plan was a considerably greater invasion than his current plan. The first Christo plan was a rape. This one is Christo light, and it's merely a molestation.
Jean-Claude rejects the notion that outside pressure forced the artists to scale the project back.
It's not a change. It's very much like, at first, a fetus doesn't have arms, doesn't have legs, but if you give it time, it develops. It doesn't change, it develops until maturity.
The Gates exhibition at the Metropolitan Museum of Art chronicles that birth process selectively, from proposals to meetings to rejection to meetings to modified new proposals. The current incarnation was endorsed by Michael Bloomberg when he was a trustee of the Central Park Conservancy, which turned it down. When Bloomberg became mayor, Henry Stern says, the project got a lot of new supporters.
What happened is that Christo waited around until he got a mayor who liked his particular brand of art, who has a collection which includes Christos, mayor who considers himself part of the art world, a connoisseur.
Stern and other opponents have resigned themselves to the fact that Christo and Jean-Claude's gates will finally be erected. The city government will put no money up front. Christo's contract requires him to donate $3 million to city parks. The entire project will cost more than $20 million. It will hire an estimated 1,000 workers, all at $5.40 an hour, 25 cents above minimum wage. The money to finance it will come from the sale of drawings, sketches, and photographs of Christo's projects. City officials hope the gates will bring in 500,000 tourists with money to spend, and that's the concern of opponents. On a cold spring day, the quiet park is a refuge for mothers and their children, and for office workers taking a break from the traffic and construction nearby.
I wouldn't want to make book that you're not going to see those heavy-duty truck tires all over the place and doing a lot of damage to the park.
Richard Gilder worries that even before the tourists arrive, the construction of the gates will hurt the park they're officially enhancing. Gilder is an investment banker and one of the current trustees of the Central Park Conservancy who voted against the project. He cites just two of his reasons.
One is that the park is a work of art itself and doesn't need to have other art superimposed upon it, which would make both of them less beautiful. Two, that the main joy for Central Park comes in the eyes of the person who just seeks respite from the city life, just what Mr. Olmsted wanted. People who go there for quiet contemplation,
That protective view of Central Park is so 20th century, says art historian Jonathan Feinberg, a friend of Christo's who wrote the catalog for the current Met exhibition.
It's a misunderstanding of modernism to think that works of art should be pure and aloof from the realities of their social and political context. If you really follow that logic to its conclusion, a work of art heads toward absolute irrelevance to everybody.
This is apparently a life and death issue for Christo and Jean-Claude. She's taken out a $20 million life insurance policy on her husband to make sure the project goes ahead.
Of course, it's sad. We won't be there to enjoy it. But the gates will be done no matter what.
It's not an issue to die for, but it's an issue to object to in a civilized way.
Former Parks Commissioner Henry Stern admits that civilized opposition was not enough to keep Christo's gates out of Central Park.
Just because all the rich guys get together and like the idea doesn't make it right. What he's doing is buying Central Park, or at least renting it. But on the other hand, to be fair, you have to say it's not terribly wrong. It's like climbing Mount Everest. Doesn't do any good for Mount Everest, but it makes the guy feel good.
In case anybody misses a single step of that climb, the entire gates process is being recorded by veteran documentary filmmaker Albert Maisels. Maisels hopes to help finance his film of the gates with a new 5-DVD set of his previous documentaries on Christo. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.